certainly Donegal and Armagh are no strangers to each other. This will be the third game this year. You know, meet regularly in the league and in the Nicky record over the last few years.
Yes, we know one another very well at this stage. And I suppose they turned us over the first day in the league this year. We'll be one of that game's favourites. But they put on a good performance, but it's the 5 or 6 points, Tom. So they're definitely a good output, very physical, and they want their hurling. Now, you know, it maybe suit them a wee bit more, but and saying that, going into the league final, then, you know, we turned them over. So it's 1-8 this year, and we were preparing for them in the original Nicky record. I know we were supposed to be away to them, Tom, until the virus thing changed all the fixtures, you know. So we just kind of seemed to dodge them, you know.
Yeah, and both of you game played, and obviously really starting off from a standing start, really, you know, littler time to prepare, you know, no games, other seasons you'd have a league run or whatever.
Yeah, I suppose, and probably we had the least amount of time, Tom, with our county finals going on to the 4th of October, you know, and which we didn't get back out to the Thursday night after that, so we had only 2.5 weeks as a team to get back together. And no, it's been a good 2.5 weeks, Tom, and we felt we were in a good position in the Longford game, but probably underperformed a bit. But maybe people give Longford a wee bit of credit, you know, they've been pushing to get into the league final this year, only we beat them, and they're not a bad outfit, and they're not a given anymore. So you take the victory, Tom, underperformed slightly, but maybe that's the way you want it now, getting into their mag game.
Well, as they always say, there's nothing like a good tough test before you face into a maybe probably stiffer one.
Exactly. Oh, no doubt Armagh is going to be a tougher opposition, Tom, and there's a few boys back in that didn't play the league. And but there's very little in the two teams, Tom, and we got the home advantage out of it. And you'd be hoping that it'd be worth a couple of points to us and might see us out of the game. But Armagh won't fear us as we do to them, you know. So looking forward to a good game, Tom, and there'll be very little in this game at the end, you know.
Yeah, and they had a good big win over Leitrim last weekend.
They had, they clicked on 123, 125, you know, so you just don't know where Leitrim's at. So we can't go by them results much, Tom. We know what Armagh's about, and they know us, so we just know we're under a tough task. And the physical side's going to something we're going to have to improve on, because Armagh will be bringing more than Longford done in that term too, so yeah. And the heavy ground. The summer of hurling, our boys are more used to that, but
yeah,
we're just going to get
if
the deck deeper.
If my memory serves me right, that was the big difference between you the first day in the league when you started out back in, what, February, March?
Yeah, I suppose, Tom, if your forwards aren't getting the ball in their hand first day, you know, on a heavy pitch, it lets the more physical team in around you, and that's where we struggle a bit, is getting turned over then when we take it under the tackle. And so, look, I feel like if we can get our touch right, Tom, and just hurl a bit smarter than we've done against Longford and move the ball quicker, that we have every chance against Armagh, you know. But we've got to get our first touch in our eye in and hurl where it rains, you know.
And tell me, obviously, without Danny Cullen, Davin Flynn and Padraig Doherty last week, all out injured, how are they this week?
Well, that's going to be, they're all still struggling, Tom, to be honest. And we might have to go into the deep in strength of the panel, you know. And Declan Coulter come off injured too, who's not looking good at the minute. So there's going to be a lot of last minute here if they're going to make it, Tom. But we definitely won't have them all. If we get one or two of them, to get into the first 15 would be a bonus, you know. Yeah. But
who do you give the best chance to at the minute?
Well, probably Danny has a chance of making it, you know. He trained lightly last night, and Declan didn't do nothing last night, and both Gavin Brown came off too for us, Tom. So look, we're hit heavy injuries at the minute. Nothing long term, I don't think, but just this week might be a bit early for the likes of Declan and Davin, I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah, a big loss from your attack to be losing two of them, probably two of your leading marksmen, and without Danny Cullen, your spiritual leader on the field.
Yeah, I suppose that they'll be on the panel, Tom, and if it's a knockout game and we feel that they can give us something, that they can come on, you know, or hopefully maybe train tomorrow night and we see some of them improving well, you know. But they're definitely going to hopefully add something to us if we're struggling. So a knockout game, nothing else to lose. So we just have to chance them at some stage.
And what's the mood in the camp this week? Obviously something like that can have an effect too.
I suppose you lose two or three of your better players, you're thinking it's falling apart a bit, you know, like any team. But the boys know they underperformed, Tom, and it's just it's a good place to be, and knowing that there's improvement, and if we'd have walked away from Saturday with an easy result, and thankfully, but Longford gave us a good test, and that stand us, because it was the first competitive match since March, you know. So the boys are looking forward, you know, and the boys that underperform, Tom, usually bounce back for us, and we'll be hoping that's going to happen again this Saturday.